ita ita ola zimbapo muhle ndino gamchira emuchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa the connection lilami ikamalami ngu Mike Hove zimbapo muhle welcome 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 to our youth forum our one and only youth forum studio 7's very own program that discusses anything and everything youth related especially when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo abadabuka eZimbabwe today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe Luhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe. Once again, tinomgamchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, mhlaka 5 ka March 2019. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. Today on our program, we give focus to amalunga edalele parlamente. Our members of parliament, njalo, those that belong to the MDC, of course, njalo, some members of the civic society groups that have been, I guess for lack of a better word, we'll say, have faced clampdown. Based on certain conversations and certain reports that have come out, we've seen Uguti, Zimbabwe's 25-year-old youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe, was recently arrested. Today, we also heard reports of Charlton Wende being arrested. We've heard reports of, people such as Tendai Biti, who also faced arrest at some stage and point. All of this was something that started on the 14th of January 2019 this year, and I remember Zimbabwe Muhle once tackled this issue when we were talking about the clampdowns on, of course, at that time it was mainly focused on activists and civic society groups. Now it seems to have extended to amalunga edalele parlamente, to people who are part of the MDC, like I've said, ofana people such as Mzare Joanna Mamombe, Taona Onasi Futi, Tanzwava Charlton Wende, Ndebango Fut, Vakasungwa. So, like I said earlier on, Zimbabwe Muhle, amongst the individuals recently arrested is the youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe. The 25-year-old is the representative of Harare West in parliament, and she's currently facing subversion charges and is in remand as we speak, pending trial, which is to be 2 weeks exactly from today, which is going to be on the 19th of March 2019. Until then, Mamombe's lawyers are trying to get her out on bail. Now, for those that don't know, the allegations, and I quote, I'm reading this out from different news outlets, the allegations are that the opposition lawmaker addresses a press conference at a civic center in Marlborough on the 14th of January, where she called on citizens to engage in acts of civil disobedience with the intention of removing a sitting government through unconstitutional means. Those are the allegations. That's not what Tina Njenga Studio 7 are saying. However, during this press conference, we also had the opportunity of watching the press conference, and this press conference is available on Twitter for those that don't have. Unfortunately, we couldn't broadcast it because we didn't have the rights to broadcast this. We don't know whose video it came from. Mamombe is heard echoing the sentiments. Mamombe is calling for a peaceful march on the 17th of Jan 2019. Now, this was what came out from the press conference that government is, of course, saying, well, she was pushing for civil disobedience to unseat a current government. How this is grounds for treason, we're not sure, but I'm hoping my panelists will provide clarity on what's going on. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us today. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp on +12024650319. Pamasayisayi edu anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930 6065, uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voastudio7.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages as we speak. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu VOA Studio 7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, please share the program. Fagana ma likes, Palana ma comments, abafisungena kuhlelo, wadopi ndamchirongwa, nyora ima namba ipapu tishaku fonerai. So, let's make sure ukuthi Zulukandaba, we share the program so that we watch the program ngobunengi bethu with our family, friends, wadopi ndamchirongwa, so that hama zenyu zinonzwa ukuthi mamuri pachirongwa, chewe chidiki, muina Mike Hove, Zimbabwe nduse, pinda imchirongwa.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Ingomega DJ Skyver uti imali ekolo. We appreciate you letting us use your song, DJ Skyver. Check him out on iTunes for those that are looking to look for his music. Make sure you follow him on social media. Of course, the program is already getting hot. Comments are saying, Genile, Utalita TC, Dube Uti first, U blessing Yahuma Uti second. U Nelson Rua is already commenting, Uti, it's treason, 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 instead of jobs, jobs, jobs. I saw someone was putting a crying face. U Ishwal Kauzuani, Uti, no one is safe in Zimbabwe, that's why I am forced in exile. Get strong, Joe, freedom is around the corner. Uti, freedom is coming tomorrow. I ain't getting an Pinda Mchirongwa Zimbabwe Mushe. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. The conversation goes beyond this hour, but for today, debate for right now, for the next couple of minutes, for the next hour, let me say that. Gatsangane panapapa, VOA Shona, we're also on VOA Ndebele, Uyezepa, VOA Studio 7. But before we dive into today's topic, let's hear what MDC Whip Prosper Mtseami has to say about the charges laid on the 25-year-old lawmaker.
This is a sad situation we're having today. And it's a sad day for us as the members of parliament representing the MDC Alliance.
Yes.
Then at the same time, we need to appreciate that the level of arbitral arrests, the level of trumped up charges, which the ordinary person is suffering out there, more so the citizens. Today we are here, trumped up charges, on Honorable Joanna Mamombe.
Yes, yes.
It's a sad day for us as a family, and it's a sad day for democracy, bearing in mind that we had a situation whereby we were told then that we were moving into a new dispensation. But we're actually saying that this kind of dispensation, so-called dispensation, is actual worse situation than a scenario when we had Robert Mugabe as the president of this country. All the same, you have to take note that when Honorable Joanna Mumbo was arrested, he was on parliamentary duty, and she had just finished her business of parliamentary duty. At the same time, she had not yet been excused from the business of parliament and was on her way back to parliament to meet the family. Then that's when these 8 bodied men with 3 vehicles, the Fortuna trucks, the diesel being used, they took her all the way from Nyanga to here. And this is against the requirements of the Constitution with regard to detention and arrests. And when she got arrested, the charges were not preferred against her, only to be told of the charges when she had come all the way to Harare Central, maybe 7 hours later after the arrest. So it's a sad day, but we look forward that we will not live down the struggle for the people of Zimbabwe to be free, and we will not leave the legacy of our President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, which was left to us, being led by Honorable Chamisa. We'll move on, and I believe Honorable Joamana Mumbe will be free to meet the constituents and to represent the people. It's a sad day for her, but she's a strong woman, and I'm very sure that she'll pass through this stage.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from MDC Whip. We are commenting uti hi loko kwenzakalayo, it's not right, it's not right, it's not right. Lina lithini ngaloko kwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. Lingakhohlwa njalo liyakhona ukubhala imilayezelo on our Facebook pages and you're in my comments. I'm going to be reading them live as we speak. However, helping me tackle this issue tonight, I have the founder of Open Nepali, Umnumzana Umunya Blogo, joining me live via Skype from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome to our youth program, Munya. I can't seem to hear. There we go. I got your sound. Once again, welcome, welcome to our program, Munya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So let's dive straight into it, Munya. You are one of the individuals who was tackling this issue on the ground, reporting everything as it comes. This is, dates back to elections. Up to today, Open Party is still tackling these issues and reporting everything that's going on in Zimbabwe by the minute as it happens. First of all, as a young person, as a young journalist, I want to thank you for that. What you're doing is exceptional work. Thank you. Thank you so much for that on behalf of everyone and our listeners.
You're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So my first question to you, Munya, is you mainly focus on issues that are with regards to parliament. We saw, like I said, Mzwari Joanna Mamombe, you heard the lawyer himself. He said, Mzwari Mamombe was arrested whilst on parliamentary duty. How is this something that affects her duties on a day-to-day basis? Is there anyone that stands in to help her with duties whilst the, I guess, government is at her neck?
Not exactly. Once she's arrested, her seat is vacant in parliament. She also sits in the education committee, if I remember correctly, and she was actually the acting chair of that portfolio committee. So it also stands to hamper the work that parliament is doing, and you know it reduces the number of MPs that can have oversight over certain ministries. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the oversight role that parliament has and it weakens an already weak parliament.
Now, Nyaye Munya has been a continuation. Akaske Kutanga, where we've seen members of parliament being clapped down on. We also saw earlier on, like I had said, Ndambudzo Awateruti, we once had this program. This is not the first time. This has been an ongoing conversation. Muna January, we saw, instead of it be focus being placed on my opposition MPs, we saw focus was being placed on my activists and civil society groups. Pastor Eva Chisungwa na Ofut. How is this something that's affecting the way Parliament is operating? Says unfortunately, this is all these people that are being clamped down on and arrested are members of Parliament who so happen to belong to the MDC.
I think it disrupts what Parliament is supposed to do, and it diverts the focus to this. Earlier today, Parliament was on a break all along, and it just resumed today. And one of the comments that Tendai Biti stood up to say today in Parliament was to call out the government on these arbitrary arrests. So instead of the Parliament focusing on the many laws that need to be aligned to the Constitution, okay, you know, we find ourselves focusing on these issues of like arrests and detention and state apparatus using persecution by prosecution and arresting to investigate and not actually investigating the cases. Mm-hmm. So we find that most of these cases end up falling apart when they get to the magistrate's court or when people apply to the high court. You mentioned Pastor Ivan, his case fell apart when it went to the high court. So you find that there's very little evidence of these cases ever reaching or ever finding a conviction when they are presented before the courts. Most of the cases they are dismissed, especially the one that under the same charge that Joanna Mamu is facing. Mm-hmm. So you find that instead of us focusing on the bread and butter issues that the parliament should be doing, we are now having a polarized parliament that is now arguing over who's been arrested, why they've been arrested, mm-hmm. and the ordinary people of Zimbabwe and the young people of Zimbabwe are the ones who are facing the brunt of the problems that we are in now.
All right, perfect. Munya, let me just hold you onto the line. Look, can you just hold on for 1 second and then I'll come back to you. Let me just take our first call and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, all right?
Sure.
All right. Ngiyezwa njalo Zimbabwe muhle ukuthi thina emthereri we have a caller ecingweni. Khola mlaleli usungenile kuhlelo maphinda mjirongwa The Connection. Zuri kufamba here ari parunare ndiyani.
Albert,
Albert, mkoma Albert, zuri kufamba.
Kufamba
zize. Mushe. Saka muri kutifondera muri kupi?
Kubulawayo.
Right. Perfect mkoma Albert. Saka nyaya iri mugango nhasi mayanzwa. Muri kunzwa kuti ma MPs akafana na Joanna Mamombe uyezve nhasi vachatoni rwende nawo vasungwa. Nemaondere enyu, what is going on munyika? Zviri right here zviri kuitika izvi?
Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka. Nekuti mhosva yavo chaiyo ndeyei.
Ndakuti vamamombe muzvare Mamombe vari kunzi aiwa ivo vanga vachida kupidigura hurumende uyezve navowo futi vacharlton hwende vakanzi panyaya iyaya yakatanga muna January paye pakaitika violence munyika vanhu vachinoratidzira vahwende uyezve muzvare Mamombe ndivo vari kupomerwa mhosva izvi zvichinzi aiwa ndimi vakaudza vanhu kuti mubude munoita zhowezhowe munopunza zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro.
Asi tikatarisa muzare Mamombe vakaposta video clip yavo makamboiona.
Hongu, ndakaiona.
Vari kuti ngavaite peaceful demonstration. Saka ndifungise kuti vaiva neshuviri yekupidigira hurumende.
Saka nemaondero enyu mukoma chii chofanira kuitika kuti aiwa nyika iendere mberi sezvo zvamuri kutaura kuti aiwa muzvare Mamombe iwo she pushed for peaceful protests. And I'm assuming nemiwo muri kuti vahwende vanga vasina nyaya nemaondero enyu chii chofanira kuitika nekuti mhosva iripo kapa table apo.
Vanofanira kuva vanhu ava vari kupomerwa mhosva vanofanira kuti vamirirwe namagota epasi rose kana zvichidira kuti ongorore nyaya iyo yakanaka iye zvinobuda pachena mumatare zvinova zvinoita kuti vasunungurwe vavewo nerusununguro nekuti takatarisa muzare Mamombe vatonzi vaenda kurimandi zvika muzuva 19 zvinova zvinopisa kodzero dzavanhu
akadai
vaigonea national cod yaipindira kuti zvigadzii.
Okay. Aiwa mukoma Alfred matizita ndi Albert kana ndi Alfred matizita ndi Albert here kana Alfred.
Alfred.
Alright mukoma Alfred, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi. Handiti mukoma mudzoke next week. Handiti zvirikanda pale yamuzu munumzana uAlfred umlaleli wetsu ukhona ngale kobulawayo uyashuti hayi ngombono wake hayi akulandaba la uti unkosazana uMamombe yena he's one of the people owatholi ithuba lokubukela ividiyo yakhe ushilo uAlfred ukuthi ngombono wakhe hayi uMamombe akalacala ngenxa yokuthi hayi umzwile uMamombe esithi hayi Zimbabwe muhle ikakhulukazi izakhamizi zesigaba sakhe iHarare West uthe phumani ngobunengi liyotshengisela kodwa asifuni ingxabangxoza, asifuni umsindo, asifuni ukuthi abantu bashayane, sifuna ukuthi izinto ziyenzwe in a peaceful manner. So yena uthi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende, lokho kwenziwa amacourt, badlalisa imali, badlalisa isikhathi. Lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo? Sithinteni zulukandaba +12026192077 yoni number yethu. Sithinteni bhalani njalo ama-comments ku-Facebook lethu, kukhasi lethu le-Facebook i-VOA Ndebele. Kodwa kuhlelo lamhlanje we have the editor and founder of Open Parly umnumzana uMunya Bloko. Munya, I'm coming back to you. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, mate.
Perfect. So, Munya, you are on the ground as these things develop. And I saw Open Parly was there when Muzvare Mamombe was detained a couple of days ago and when she was taken to court. What exactly is going on as we proceed forward? How is her case going to unfold?
I think after she was remanded today earlier, the lawyers being represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights opted to apply to the High Court for a bail application, for an urgent bail application, which is normally the procedure if you follow all the cases. So it's likely that if the High Court hears the bail application, she might have a chance, might be put out on bail, and might be out of remand sooner than we think. But if the bail application doesn't go through, we might have to pick this up on March 19th.
So she would stay within remand until the 19th of March?
Yes. Yes, now, should stay in remand until the 19th.
Like you said, this case has been something that's happened time and time again. And usually, like you said, just like what the caller is saying, they feel like it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of government resources. Earlier on, you touched on Parliament. What's the best way to move forward in times like this? Like you said earlier on, government could be doing better things than clamping down on these MPs. How, as a nation, are we supposed to move forward from this?
I think it's a very difficult question right now because we have a very polarized political space. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that normally helps in the service situation is citizens and young people getting out and voicing their concerns, you know, calling their MPs and saying, you know what, we don't think this is right. We don't think that you guys are spending enough time doing the right things. And I think you saw it when the MPs spent a lot of time earlier this year or late last year or when they were spending a lot of time debating about issues that have nothing to do with young people. Young people call them out on, you know, focusing on their perks. And that made the government, you know, retract and realign and focus its attention on what was there. So I think young people have a voice. If we let these issues go, they'll continue. But if we come out and voice our concern over the lack of a political will within Parliament of Zimbabwe and voice our concern about what is happening to these MPs, mm-hmm. then I think you will see a reaction from the government that is proper. But also, I think we have to be aware that government has already highlighted that it is blaming the MDC for the protests that happened in January. So we shouldn't be surprised that this crackdown is happening there. Mm-hmm. The MDC is being blamed for the crackdown that happened. So mm-hmm. I think it's now a question of MDC and ZANU-PF also coming together and having dialogue. It seems like these two parties, they are in the same parliament, but they struggle to when it comes to them talking to each other mm-hmm. in a constructive manner. The space is very polarized, and I think it needs to stop, really.
And now, my last question to you, Munye, and then I might have to let you go because my next guest is already queued up. It seems as though this crackdown is not something just is sticking around for MPs and civic society. We also saw Gonyet, just the other time, was arrested. She was also arrested for a skit that she did. What's supposed to happen now that everyone is just within the targeting range over something that happened over the 14th of January?
I think this is a strategy that we've seen being used by the government or by the states over the years, even during the Robert Mugabe era, where they just arrest people mm-hmm. to investigate and prosecute and use the court system to prosecute people and to instill fear. So I think some of the arrests are just arbitrary and, you know, just meant to divert people's attention from the core issues and, you know, to instill a level of fear. But I think people should not be afraid of speaking up and doing the right things and calling out the government on where it's going wrong. And I think systems are abused when citizens do not voice their concerns. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the duty of every citizen to voice their concern and to speak out and to hold their elected officials to account, especially the MPs that they voted for. They have a right and a mandate to call them and to ask them what they are doing and why they are allowing this to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Munya Plogo, founder of Open Party, thank you so much for joining us in our program tonight, and thank you so much for letting us use your footage. You guys are rock stars for that.
All right, awesome, guys.
All right, cheers. Keep up the good work, bud.
Cool.
Right, Zulukandaba le mzwile umnumzana uMunya Plogo, kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ndirukunzwa zwekare kuti tine umwe mutereresi lo munyu mlaleli cingweni. Mlaleli, khola mapinda mchirongwa, selingeni kuhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hobe, okhuluma ecingweni ngubani. Hello, khola.
Hello, Oil.
Yes, Mkoma, ariparo nari ndiyani?
Isibarashi kanati Oil Ngweru.
Mkoma, Simbarashi kuGweru, andisi?
Yes.
Zuru kufamba ere kuGweru kwa muru?
Simbarashi kuGweru kwa muru.
Saka mkoma Simbarashi nyayirimu mkango mainzwa, tuzeo maondre.
Mnangu ndesu kini, kukweda kutivu, 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 kutiv
Simba. Simba Rash. Hausi kunzwika zvakanaka. Ndanchi kumuro kuti uswedere pafoni yako nekuti hausi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Okay, nanchi ti hurumende iripo ine uori kuti iri kuvhundisa maMP ari kuvaponza zvavari kuda kutora iteyo munyika. Bhozi vanhu vari kuvanikisa kusungwa vanhu vanga chimavatarikira kusora nezvachika munyika. Kuda kudaro manje ava kusungwa zvakaita pana dzangirai paya.
Mukoma Simba, foni yenyu ikai.
Hello.
Makunzwika zvakanaka. Musa, don't move. Garai pamutori ipapo. Chidzokororai zvamamuchitaura mukoma.
Okay, nice. Ore ndachiti hurumende yedu ine nzira yekuti vanovhundisira kuindipiti yamunhu ikaingana kuti aopposi zvinoda hurumende yavo. Vanotova mudze kuti kusvibisana kusunga kuti vakuvhiringisi zvavakaita pana president paya ishiri pana paya vakasema kumusvibisa
Saka muchitobvumirana nemaonero munyablogu aya ekuti aiwa zviri kuitwa nehurumende izvi hanzi mafear tactics aya.
Ndo chokwadi chiri kuti nzira yekuvhundisira vanhu kuti vasambura kuti vaone chakanaka, vaone chakangoipa chete.
Saka chindiudzaiwo kamukoma Simba, chii chofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi, tisaite nyaya idzi dzekutambisa mari, focusing on my cases apa hurumende iri kuita zvokusunga maMP ari kunzi nevanhu havana nyaya?
Dai tinere mechezi neyachindira bhozi unomo nainoende kungoti vavara vapisa ndivanaita mindi unouya iyo akadai nere mechezi neyatidetsera munomo akatooma.
Manje nemaondero enyu UN inozobatsira seiko?
UN inobatsira pakuti dai nzira yekuti amune maoko seleadersana chamisa kuti vachinge vasvaudza nemadzemosenati kuti aya vakona kupindira bhozi maclear demosesenzira.
Right, mukoma Simba, foni yenyu yakunetsa zvikari asi musaita maisaro nhari pasi. And nomuwo mubvunzo, manzwa guest wedu uyu abva kubuda muchirongwa uyu munyablogo achiti hanzi one of the most important things chinofanira kuitwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe is you must hold maMP enyu accountable. Muchivabvunza kuti aiwa nyaya ikai yezviri kuitika munyika iyi tiri kunzwa kuti muri kunetswa hatisi kuzvifarira, imi wenyu MP makambomuaprocha here muchimuudza nyaya idzi kuti hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika, uyezve MP yenyu munombomuziva here?
Ndinomuziva chaizvo.
Ehe, saka chitiudza MP wenyu ndiani mukoma?
MP wenyu?
Ehe. Okay, right. Makambotaura here vasibaya ndindiwe MDC futi. Saka have you you guys approached vasibaya muchivaudza kuti aiwa vasibaya tiri kuona zviri kuitwa, nyaya yakatanga muna 14 January tiri kunzwa kuti you guys are being targeted, hatisi kufara nezvazvo, can you guys bring it up muparliament, muudze hurumende kuti aiwa hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika?
Chibaya mutori mukoma, takatanga tese mubhizina chibaya asi tinovaudza but izvizvi vakataura kusoro uku vanenge vachiti hazvi vanei nazvo vanhu vaya vakaoma musoro.
Saka nemaondero enyu vanenge vachitotambisa nguva
asi kuzamuperwa zamuperwe ndiva kuto dhiraivha ndabatana pazimbabwe yose kutizvi manekeza yadhiwe rekitisiyeni saka kutosimba vandei mazimbabwe ndabatana tadeposita zvakatosimba adzavaizvizakura kutazvichenya asina izvozvo hakuna chinobuda.
Aiwa mukoma Simba Rashe, takunzwa zvakanaka. Muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma. Right, zuluka ndaba limzwile omunye umlaleli wethu umnumzana uSimba Rashe ubekhonaecingweni uthi hayi one iUN must intervene, uthi hayi ngombono wakhe ubona ngani lokho kwenzekalayo I has to stop, ubona ngani iUN ingangenela it might help. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi ayi limzwile umnumzana umunye abhloko, he touched on indaba yokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ikakhulukazi abantu abaphila eZimbabwe should hold ama-MPs abo accountable, bebatshela ukuthi ayi thina were not happy ngalokho okwenzekalayo ngikhaya, kumele liyokhuluma labanye benu kuphalamende so that you guys bring it up ne-government. Ngiphinde ngambuza uSimba Rashe, yena uSimba Rashe ukuthi hayi njengoba i-government yona is full of ZANU PF sizabe sidlala isikhathi. Lina lithini ngalokho? Ngenani kuhlelo. Kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi we have our second guest who is and I'm so excited by this because you know a lot of people keep talking about INAA dialogue ukuthi abantu abasekeli ibandla le Zanu PF njalo abasekeli ibandla le MDC should be able to have a conversation about issues like this. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we have a Zanu PF youth member ehlelweni. He's joining us umnumzana uMunashe Mdutsa. Mnashe Mnashe usungenele kuhlelo. Welcome, welcome Putom.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am super, super excited to have you on our program, Chief. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
So Mnashe, indaba ekhona egudwini uyizwile. My first question to you as a ZANU PF youth individual, what is your take on everything that's happening towards AMA MDC MPs up to date?
There's nothing I can look at it. Especially around the January 14 activities that saw people looting, burning cars, and even beating a police officer to death. So what we are seeing now is not necessarily what we want to pursue as maybe it's a government opposition or good target. It's just a lot of cost.
Kodwa mnumzana you've heard and I'm not sure if you've taken a look at some of the videos that have circulated on social media. For example, a press conference eka Joanna Mamombe where she was talking. One of the things she talks about is she's saying ukuthi guys, asiphumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela sitshengisa uZulu ukuthi we're not happy with everything that's going on in the country. However, she reinforces and she tells people time and time again ukuthi asitshengiseleni yebo let's protest kodwa it must be a peaceful protest. So how do we get to a stage and point whereby she's being charged with trying to ukususa uhulumende kababu Emerson Mnangagwa?
Uyabona ukuthi nokukhona lapha nje. We understand that Section 59 ye Constitution yacho sibili ukuthi every citizen has the right to demonstrate.
Yebo.
But iyacho futhi njalo that same section ukuthi i-demonstration yangkhona kumele ibe peaceful. That demonstration, in the enjoyment of that right, you should not infringe on the rights of other people. I think that should be a basic fact. And what we saw, especially with January 14 to 16, we saw that it was no longer a demonstration which was peaceful. It was no longer a demonstration or a petitioning which was peaceful. Carbon violence. It is as one of the other. It is abantu through investigations. That's why I'm about to say 17 or 18. It shows that the police have been investigating. And because they've been investigating, so the figure that can show the requirements of the high, so the information is in ICBM. Remember, you don't arrest to investigate, but you investigate to arrest. So they investigated, and now we are in March. They now have the case against him. And maybe, because that's why it's a clever person who raised the Arankwanaka case. It's not whether it's a war, simply because it's during those days. She was not arrested after that press conference, was she?
No, that is not correct.
Yes. She was arrested now after they've investigated.
However, even then, Mnumzana, I'm not denying the fact that she was arrested after. But umbuzo wami is, does the crime fit the charge?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. But what I know is that the court is the one that is going to define whether whatever happened or the press conference can fit into the charge of treason or whatever it is that has been put across. But what we know and what we have been saying as the NPF is we got into 2019, the MPC be clear, and they are very clear about the violence. What could we mean about 2019 is a revolutionary year. 2019, and within 14 days of 2019, so I think our police have every right to then do what they were doing based on the evidence they have, which maybe probably some of us may not know, but we will hear as the court proceedings go on.
What's in Ubambe? I'm not going to go to Mnashe, and then I'll come back to you. Okay,
no problem.
All right, Mnashe Mthusa, yena he's a ZANU PF youth member. Lina lithini ngalokho kushiwo mnumzana uMunashe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silomunye umlaleli lamhlanje, amafoni ethu khanya ngani ayashisa, it's hot. Mthereri mthereri khola khola usungenele kuhlelo maphinda mchirongwa ari pa runare ndiyani? Ndiyani?
Marietson.
Marietson, zviri kufamba here mkomo?
Ofara zangu magadio.
Aiwa trukfara. Saka mkoma mapinda mchirongwa tu zewo kama onre.
Maoni rangu ni ndogo tika na chita saizu zuku sunga ma MPs. Wani ndo wachidisa kutisteba kutiva shande. Zvakanaka bhozi vanenge vachiona kuti vari kushanda zvinoita kuti vatarige chokwadi kuvanhu. Saka vanenge vachifarira kuti vanhu vasva vanokwanisa kuwana chokwadi.
Chokwadi chakadimgwa.
Chokwadi chezvinenge zvichiitika mungava mukushanda kwehurumende nebasa rose ravanenge vachiita repariamende. Ndiwo maonero andoita.
Saka mambonzo wawo guest wedu kutanga anonzi Munya Blogo yanoshanda ane company yake inonzi Open Pali achiti aiwa nemaondro ake ka this issue is something that's happened time and time again and anoti aiwa hanzi zvinhu zvakafa ingori distraction instead of focusing munenyaya dziri serious dziri kuitika muhurumende imunobvumirana nemaondro ake
ndingabvumirana nazvo nokuti kana vachiita saizvozvo zvinopa kudzosera basa rehurumende sure.
Saka nemaondoro enyu chii chofaa kuitika nemakesi akadai?
Makesi akaita sezvizvizvi aifanira kumira because hapana chingafamba muhurumende because kamwe achinge aenda kundobasa basa repariamende akadistabwa zvinhu zvinopa kuti basa ridzokere sure uye vanhu vakasarudzwa navanhu kuti vamirire vanhu kupariamende vakarapa kungosungwa havachina nguva yekuti vaine zvichemo zvemaconstituents avari kuti vakwanise kuwana rubatsiro kana kuti vakwanise kuona kuti kofambiswa sei.
Aiwa
zvinhu zvinodistabha zvakawanda.
Aiwa mukoma ndakunzwa zvakanaka. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa handisi.
Zvakanaka.
Mudzoke next week pachirongwa chino. Chirongwa ndechenyu. Lapa liyamuzo mulaleli uti hai ngombono wake lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende bathi badlalisa imali bathi kumele they must stop ukudlalisa imali ikahulumende nje ikakhulukazi njengoba kungela imali vele elizweni ukuthi they must focus on stop trying to distract abantu wathi ngibuyele kumnashe sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho Mnashe.
Yes,
right. So my earlier guest umnumzana Munya Blogo, who is the founding of Open Parley, he said, okay. This cases such as Le Ega Johanna Mamombe, it's not the first time where someone has been charged with such a charge, and it's been thrown out, and time again, this has happened. We saw the same thing happen, Lopasta E, now it's happening to Johanna, and most likely is to happen time and time again with other people who are coming through. Do you not feel, Utsi, when Anjengo Munto Musha, this is just a waste of money?
Well, you could say that if you look at it with other eyes, but then try and look at it in the eyes of the victim. Try to look at it in the context of umuntu wachiseli stolo. Try ukukhanyela in the context of ugogo wachayiwayo efuna ukuhamba emsebenzini. Try and look at it in the context of that worker who was supposed to go to work but was blocked and ikombi yakhe yachiswa ayihamba ngayo.
Yep.
Because wayefuna emsebenzini.
It had
nothing to do with the... So look at it in the context of the victim also. Are they not happy in the justice of what happened in January? They are happy. Most of your callers, I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because in the MP, MP is just a title. I voted last year.
Amongst the individuals who have been taken to court and tried, such as Abu Biti and Johanna Mamombe, amongst of them, none of them have actually been caught on record. Actually, let's go out there and burn izinto. In actual fact, they are caught on record where it's Tina, we want a peaceful protest. So how do you then take account and say, okay, some people such as that deserve what they're getting or should go through the court case? And secondly, how are you dating this back to the protest itself?
Well, you should understand that Katesi, maybe it's just that we are trying to play this in the court of public opinion, mm-hmm. and that opinion can go either way. Abantu bengathi wrong, abantu bengathi right. But what is important right now is to then follow the case. Prosecutor, what is it that they are holding on? It's not really evidence which leads on this change, which is, this is indeed treason of Owens are alive. Mm-hmm. They let the court do what it's supposed to. But mm-hmm. if there's no evidence, obviously, so that would be a waste of taxpayers' money. And you, Joanna Mamombe, I know as MP, she has every right then to then sue the state, which no, you wasted my time, you put my name, she has every right to do that. But let's allow for the rule of law. And yes, she can allow it. So now, rule of law in Zimbabwe. No rule of law. You go to Monaka Fundi, that is Akaito, but investigate. I'm not sure how Kawens from a police to investigate. I'm not sure how to court. Zone Zonika Munaka Kanganisa, Kanakutana Kanganisa.
But Munashi, for what reason are you refusing to look at them in the landscape? Yoguti Nabantu, who are representatives or members of parliament? Because realistically speaking, that's what they are. And it so happened that a lot of them are being targeted towards Ibandlele MTC.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, really. But you should understand that Ibandlele MTC alliance, Dilama MPs, Agako Maninga Kul, Ama MPs. Mm-hmm. So most of the MPs are actually the leaders within the outfit called MTC Alliance. By the way, I've got to be the passenger. It was just an alliance for the election. Mm-hmm. So Abang MP, you are my party leader. So it's just a coincidence that when Abang are believing Ama MP, you are believing in Shangoba, you are my leader. But Abang Kul, Abang former leaders, we have seen them being arrested. There are some Abang Lutara and Zan, both of us are much in the Babo Chua for that. But it's of course, it becomes national news. It becomes national news because she's supposedly the youngest MP. But that doesn't matter in the eyes of the law. Would you are the youngest MP or you were elected by our match court. What matters is the court will prove I'm not against you as a person. I'm against the principle of trying to use the title to defend you if you stand them.
Let me just have you hold on the line for one more second, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Ngiyezwa njalo Zulukandaba, sitsheleni imibono yenu. Mbona ama comments ayangena. I'll get to your comments in 1 second, Zulukandaba. Don't worry, keep writing your comments. Thank you so much, labo ababhalayo ama comments. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo omunye umlaleli, wothi sithatha umlaleli, and then we'll go back to Mnumzana Umnashe. Hopefully, we're trying to get our other guest, uPride Mkono, so hopefully he'll be with us very soon. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi uPride ukhona, kodwa wothi ngithatha umlaleli first. Khola Mteri, Mapinda Mchirongwa, ariparo nare ndiyani. Kolu kone kwenwen?
Magadi.
Tripo mama magadi enyu?
No, Farah. Nime mshango kwa boyera kwa Mrambinda.
Kuri seiko kwa Mrambinda?
Kwa Mrambinda kuru kupisa.
Mati zita ndiani?
Mae mshangwe.
Right, mae mshangwe nyayiri mumkangwe mainzwa. Tiwo nzoewo kama onre enyu?
Ini maone rangu ndiye kuti tamponzi wati chema kuti anzi iti zhirango zhuri kuti wawalu ufumi zhino ganga nisa Zimbabwe. Iho kano wachifunga wawariko kupaliamendi wachinzi wakuti wanawaru kwa wawati kubatuwa shakana katama ima mwombe hao. Warukunzi wanda kupidi gula uru mendi. Ino ngoramba shingo da kupidi gula waega ni wanu iwa were kana wachiramba wachungo sungwa. Wanengo wachitere zhirango zhacho zhichatiswa ere ni kuti isu zaata wopate na kuti wanawari mzanu pefwane umbimbi ndoka. Ungo takuramba waripo. Plus, zvinenge zvichikanganisa vanhu vanenge vakasarudza vanhu ivavo kuti vavamiririre kunzvimbo dzavari. Nekuti vamiririri wavo vanenge vachigara vari mudambudziko. Havana zvichemo zvavanosvitsa kupariamendi kwacho kuti zvigadzirise matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Nekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinenge dzichingotyorwa. Zvese zvinenge zvichingotaurwa vanenge vachingoti sepanabva kutaura achiti hanzi akafira Zimbabwe. Ndatocheva kuti akaifira sei iye ari kutotaura ari kutotaura pamhepo asi ari kuti akaifira saka zvinorevawo kuti vanoda kudya wega vakatoifira wacho havana chavakawana kunyange vana wavo havana chavakawana kubvira muna 1980 nanhasi vanhu vari kungochema vari kuurayiwa tinototya chero kutaura pamhepo zvatiri kuita kutaridza kuti hatina kodzero dzedu dziri kuchengetedzwa ngavachengetedze kodzero dzevanhu nekuteerera zvido zvevanhu nekuita zvido zvevanhu kuti iyo warwitsa zvirango zvacho zvehupfumi waone kuti chokwadi vanhu vari pazvigaro vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vari muparliament vane chido nevanhu manje vanhu vacho varida kutouraya wese vongosara vari kuparliament nevezano vacho vanongoshungurudzwa saka varida kutonga ani ndomubvunzo wangu wekuti vari kuteerewa zvirango zviri kuiswa kwavari zviri kukanganisa hupfumi havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu iyo vega havasi kuzviona pachi zvavo here ndokuchema kwangu ikoko kwekuti havasi kunyeperwa bazvavari kuita zvese chitori chokwadi chavanoziva uyezve ndakanzwa munangagwa pawaitora mhiko yaipiwa vachipika kuna mwari mwari wacho vari kuti chifananidzo here kana kuti ivo vari kutotonga zvese vanhu namwari nekuti dai vaitya mwari zvimwe zvinhu zvavanobuda vachitaura vachiti vanhu havasi kuurayiwa vanhu tiri kuchengetedza dai vachitya kuzvitaura saka zvinoreva kuti tsitsi rudo runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna ndosakei tiine nzara tichitambudzika hupfumi hurimo asi hatigoni kuushandisa nekuti tsitsi kune vamwe wedu hapana runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna rudo hamuna zvese hapana chirimo saka tinosunungurwa ngurini vanoda kutibatsira vacho vanouya here kuzotibatsira vanoda kuisa mabhizinesi vanouya here kuzoisa mabhizinesi avo muzimbabwe mune hunhu hwakadai nekuti vane maembasi avo ari muzimbabwe ndovanenge vachitaura kuti nhasi vanhu mapurisa atora vanhu pakati musoja akamira pakati vanhu vaitiwa zvakati ndovanenge vachitoendesa mashoko chero vakadzima indaneti vanenge vachingonyora kuti muzimbabwe mune zvakati muzimbabwe vanhu vari kurohwa vanhu vari kushungurudzwa zvinhu zviri kukwira hapana anouya muno muzimbabwe nekuti tsitsi rudo runyararo hamuna zvichikonzerwa neivo vari kumusoro wacho wese ivavavo
aiwa ndakunzwa zvakanaka mai mushangwe thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa mama
notenda
hayi zuleka ndaba liyamuzwa umai mshangwe ukhona ngale ebuhera kodwa let's check ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu apha pa-VOA shona ndikuona pana vakennedy masiye vari kuwava vari kuti ai vada kupinda muchirongwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai kuti tikupinzei muchirongwa usunboy moloiso ari kuti zimbabwe yakaramba kare and will never be okay kusvika tafa ndizvo izvi but vamasiye vari kudzokorora zvakare he keeps trying aiwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai pasmo chidoko ari kuti mukoma avo he doesn't know anything he doesn't want to defend all he wants to do is defend his party but that is what they're doing is very bad hanzi izvi zviri kutaurwa izvi naguest wedu aiwa vamututsa hanzi we don't agree with you Kennedy Masiye, I see you to super link comment. Tichakutsvagai mukoma tichakupinzai tichakufondera izvezvi. Just stay, bear with us for 2 seconds. Asambeni kukhasiletho reVOA Ndebele. Ngibona uVirginia Macebo is watching with us. Virginia, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo uEdwin Pepe la ukhona. UHassan Davidson uthi, yeah, we're watching your program. I think Mama Kupe, she must speak out. And now her sister, uLinda Masarira, lolo mbono ka Hassan cool ruler penny uthi le ndoda into ayikhulumayo ngayazi why amasotsha yabalala abantu engabotshwa very relevant question ukhoni mpala book uthi ask this caller that how is it that amasotsha lamapolisa who shot and killed abantu bebangobotshwanga I samudinga so that we bring him back into the program. Unfortunately, we lost him ecingweni, but we're going to try to get him back to see ukuthi yena uthini lokhu elikushiwo, lokhu elikukhulumayo. Kodwa asameni kucast letter le VOA Shona ama comments manengi manengi ngempela. UFaith Cutler ukhona ehlelweni uthi we need to put things into perspective and analyze who called for stairways. Was it the opposition? It so happened ukuthi it wasn't opposition kodwa this thing was started nga benhlanganiso ye ZCTU and also civic society organizations such as Eat This Flag that's why we found ukuthi like Pastor E was you know according to this and other members of the ZCTU uFaith uphinde uHudson uthi Hans aka brainwash Hans this is what you're asking bro Mike it seems as though people are not really in favor of uLokho kushiwo nguMnashe but we're going to try get him back on our program CJ Rockstone, which is ZANU PF must fall. He doesn't seem to be in favor of Loko Ushio Ngusakulayo, Webandelezanu PF, Utalita TC, Dube Uti next time, bring in two guests, one from NDC, one Uwezanu, don't bring him back, please. Not in favor of Umunashe. But we're trying to get Upride Mkono, Yena Ngumunyo Ngusakulayo, who also unfortunately is out in the diaspora. He was one of the individuals who was looked for. He was also part of pushing a movement there, Stay Away. So let's hopefully we'll get Umkono Ecengweni, and we'll also try here ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho egushiwo. Kodwa Zulukandaba lina lithini ngalokho okwenziwa nguhulumende, lithini ngalokho ngamacala khona the case eka Joanna Mamombe, njalo siyezwa njalo lamhlanje ukuthi umnumzana Charlton Wende was another individual who was arrested. Balani ngenani kuhlelo, balani ama comments enu, +12024650318 is the number to call. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi lo munye umlaleli, we have a caller, Parunari. Caller, caller mthiri, maphinda mchironga zwiri kufambe.
Hello baba.
Eh, zwiri kufambe.
Hayi, ndinani hurise utano wedu.
Ah, ndizwe izvozvo baba ari Parunari ndiani?
Baba.
Ari Parunari ndiani?
Ndiwa gumbo.
Aiwa, hama yangu kaimu. Mbaka mwomberengwa ndisi?
Hey. Ae, ndiri kuna kuhurungwe.
Oh, amurku hurungwe. Ewa gumbo mnotara ndewele zukara ndisi?
Aa, ndinotara, bati, ndinene njida kuti wari kuno kwa ndi gerevo wanzo kuti zino famba seno kuti wajinji wacha wachi ndi.
Aha, aiwa msake baba, nasi tinongo utema o both languages ndisi?
Yeah.
Ngati tange ine shona. Eh, vakumbo saka vapinda kamuchirongwa tudzeyo maonero enyu pa nyaya yechikurukura nazvo.
Right, maonero angu andiri kuita inini mukuru panenge pane dambudziko pama member of parliament edapa.
Mhm.
Kana vaenda ku parliament ngavatiziva kuti wavavinga anenge ari mutungamiriri ndiani.
Mhm.
Vatisiya zvokuti ini ndiriwe zvano ndonga kana kuti wechinyi kana kuti bato ripi vavinge zveparliament zvokumiririra. Isu.
Mhm.
Nokuti kana vanosvika votsvaga ma differences avano addressa vanhu kumararizi aya.
Mhm.
Vomaisa muparliament. Security yomuparliament ndiyo inomasunga nokuti zvavanenge vakutoita hazvisiri izvo zvine hazvizvo zvavanga vane vavinga kunomiririra vanhu.
Mhm.
Havana kuvinga kunotukana.
Mhm.
Ndo zvinofanira kungoziva mamemba oparamendi edu izvozvezvo. Kana vangosiya kupati kwavo, vava muparamendi. That's why ichinzi iyo silent in court.
Mm-hmm.
Voteerera zvinenge zvichitaurwa. Votsumudza ruoko, wonzi taura zvaunofunga.
Mm-hmm.
Worega kuenda out of topic, wombotanga kutoshaudha president aripo present. Kana kuti chinyi, kana kuti titeedzere matauriro anoita ma opposition kana vari pamararisa haasiri wanofana kuindina muparamendi.
Mhm.
Ndo maonera ndinoita inini.
Mhm. Ngatichitaura ikane ndebele vagumbo. Mukwanisa kudarira.
Ya, nesi ndebele ngicela bona laba vameli vetu.
Mhm.
Parliament.
Yebo.
Nxa sebengene endlini lana itheko neparliament vachiye lokuyanawo abakukhuluma ebantwini because laphana kulokutshotshozelana okunengene ngokungapheliyo.
Mhm.
Ngokuthethisana.
Mhm.
So yeparliament ungakhuluma igama elingaqondanga ngoba singekho thina siyaba silapha emakhaya asikwazi ukuthi babe khulumana.
Mhm.
So babe sithi siuye eqeboda ongala passport.
Mhm. Kodwa gumbo wathi ngikubuze mnumzana.
Ngikubambanisa kona ama MP ethu.
Wathi ngikubuze mnumzana. Silokhu sikudabalunye. Silokhu sikudabalunye about ama MPs ethu. Eningi labantu asebengenele kuhlelo babona ngani hayi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende baphonga uhlungumeza ama MP akhona ikakhulukazi labo that belong to EMDC abafana labo Joanna Mamombe. Wena yini umbono wakho mayelana ngombono kabantu abasebengenele kuhlelo?
Lapo ngalitshela manga because bengiyekwe enyanga.
Mm.
Lapo abo tshele khona ukuthi wakhulumani kumbeni wakhulumana hayi ngabe ngikhuluma amanga.
Hayi mnumzana kodwa icala lakhe doesn't date back to umsebenzi wakhe enyanga. Lapo waboshwe enyanga she was just on parliamentary duties. Kodwa bathi icala lakhe is she's trying to bathi ngesikhiwa charge of submission, which would see Sebe Funu keep Uhulumenega Mongameli, a ongekum tetuan unconstitutionally. But he local ones you are Mumshaga 14, a Nuchuana Mamombe had a press conference. But during a press conference, Leo, but Uwe Kutaza Bantu, Utiba Susu Mongameli, Embusueni. Wena uthi
singayala nje ukuthi akukhulumanga kumbeni ukukhulumile.
Yeah.
Anti ndiyabona usiphatha manje wembizi elelare gwerungali.
Mhm.
Wakhuluma njalo esithi yena sizamukupa ukukhulumende nalo ngamalungilo abantu.
Mhm.
So wena nxa ungMP suka konapho lapho kuna ma president kona.
Mhm.
Ungali ngenkulumo yona leyo phakathi kwe-member of parliament because lihlangene.
Mhm.
Bonke bona labana bamele abantu ukuthi ukuzenzwa ukuthi sesingenisa iMDC sesingenisa izanu ngokuthi yimo kodwa bashupa na phela. Mhm. So asikwazi ukuthi yena wakhulumani kulokunyaka ukukhulumileyo okwayenza ukuthi baze bakhumbule okwayizulo. Kwa kuna ngesi ndibeli wapanda ingwa wana kakoko wafa kudala.
Hai kumbungi aguzwa kahle mnumzana. Thank you so much mungi na kuhlelo.
Yabo ngababa.
Right, let's move forward. Last 5 minutes. Gotwa, I have my last guest of the program. So let's just go straight to him. Mnumzana upride mkono. Pride. Welcome. Kuhlelo letu labasakula.
Hai lani atabu kumbungi na kuhlelo labasakula yo mnyabunga.
So Pride, when you're also one of the individuals who have been roped in this whole nyaga, this whole mess, ukuthi kulabantu who are trying umbuso kamongameli ongekho emthethweni, you are now out in the diaspora because you feel ukuthi, you know, your life is at jeopardy and more. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya, siyezwa ukuthi unkosazana Joanna Mamombe is being kept in remand until the 19th unless she's granted bail. Siyezwa ukuthi lamhlanje umnumzana uCharlton Wende was also arrested. This story has gone on and on and time and time and time. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya?
Okwenzakala ekhaya lokho ayisinto entsha. Into esayibona kuvila kudala isenziwa ngohulumende wezanupiyefu. Kusukela kusikhathi sikaMgabe engenile khona phana sabona ibulala abantu kubona 1980 kuyigugura hundi sabona kubuya i-2000 ama-farming invasion abantu bethaya bebulawa sabona ku-2008 kanjalo sabona futhi ku-1 August uNankagwethu engenile amasotsha edubula abantu ezitaradeni sabona futhi mhlaka 14 kusiyafika mhlaka 16 abantu bebulawa ezitaradeni eHarare nakwamanye ebulawayo emasingo nakwezinye indawo. So lokho kwenzakala kayisiyo into entsha, yinto evele iyo enziwa nguhulumende wezanupiyefu, nguhulumende olobugqili, nguhulumende olomoya omubi, nguhulumende ofuna ukwethusa abantu lokwabulala. Yikho lokho esikubonileyo nje thina okwenzakalayo. Ngakho nxa ubona uJohana lo ngekhulume kancane ngoJohana lo, uJohana thina wabuya kuzinathu engumuntu omncane kakhulu, wakhathi ukukhokhela, wakhathi ukukabona ukuthi hatshi lo ngumuntu okwanisa ukuthi ekhokhele abantu njalo ulothando ulokunaha azowayele ephalamende ephalamende the leader ulungumuntu okwaziyo abalinge lwakhe. Umuntu le oqile sibili ngoba kusokuqala kwanti ukuvota wabota wachaywa samlimaza kodwa nanamhla ulokhemini kufana lathi asikokuqala ukudinga uhulumende lo efuna ukusibulala efuna ukusuma amakhanda yindlela yabo vele abayenzayo befuna ukwethusa abantu kodwa thina siyana silokho sinile ekuqinisweni lokuthi hatshi lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe akulunganga, lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe kumele kulungiswe ilizwe liye phambili, ilizwe lifilo le Kakeni one ilizwe lisondele kumuntu oyedwa nginabantu bonke abaphila kilo, abantu bonke kumele bedle. Akusoze sihlale sithule
abantu bebuchana besifika kuphela.
Now pride.
Yini into ekhona esibonise njengakala la?
Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo. Let me ask you your last question, I'd love to hear your response to this. Umnashe Mdutsa said ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende is just following the laws of the land. This so happened and ukuthi yena umbona ngani MDC uthi first of all you shouldn't acknowledge abantu abafana labo Johanna Mamombe as officials who are MDC representatives in parliament, the individuals who are caught up in this. When what do you have to say when they when he says sentiments such as, you know, we're following the laws of the land? Kodwa yena uthi bakhona abantu who had property that was broken and more.
Engekho constitutional ngamanje imithetho ezingavele singakubuzwa ngayo ngoba imithetho yabantu abafuna ukugqibezela abanye abangafuni ukulandela amalungelo abantu. So into ebayikhulumayo yena siyigathi asiyinaki asiyiboni imithetho ezikhoyo.
So wena ngombono wakho, would you say ukuthi this is an infringement on Joanna's rights?
Yes, this is a gross infringement of Joanna's rights. She's been handled in a manner that is unconstitutional, that is illegal, and it's been bordering on inhumanity. She's basically been denied her humanity. We cannot arrest a person in that manner and support that government is legitimate. It's a government that doesn't...
All right.
That even breaks its own rules.
Pride iskhathi, do iskhathi, do mnumzana, Zimbabwe omuhle, iskhathi sami sesiphelile. Let's meet same time, next place. Oliver Lesayi, Michael, bye-bye.